Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing respiratory diseases in Zimbabwe with the Minister of Health warning against influenza, which has affected more than 80,000 people throughout the country, and other recent cases of flu caused by the common cold. But first, a U.S. president can serve a maximum of 8 years, so whether Joe Biden or Donald Trump is victorious in November, it will be their final term. Trump, however, is musing about a possible third term. From Washington, VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman explains.
Campaigning for a second term, Donald Trump asked America's largest gun lobby last month about whether he might get a third term, referencing the four terms of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who died in office in 1945.
FDR, 16 years. Almost 16 years, he was four-term. I don't know, are we going to be considered three-term or two-term? You tell me. Ronnie, what do you think?
Congress in 1947 approved the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution, limiting presidents to just a pair of four-year terms. That became law in 1951, after the amendment was ratified by the necessary 36 of the then 48 states.
The amendment really codifies what had been for a long time a political norm of not running for more than two terms.
That's Praveen Fernandez, vice president of the Constitutional Accountability Center. He explains the two-term tradition goes back to America's first president, George Washington, who ignored repeated pleas to run for a third term. With the start of the Second World War, Franklin Roosevelt broke with that tradition in 1940 and won a fourth term in 1944 as well.
I, Barack Hussein Obama.
Since the 22nd Amendment, six presidents have served two full terms, the most recent being Barack Obama. A prominent supporter for President Joe Biden, actor Robert De Niro, labels Trump a tyrant who wants to be president for life.
If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave. You know that. He will never leave.
I only want to be a dictator for one day.
Such declarations by Trump in this election cycle come as he faces criminal charges for attempting to overturn the 2020 election results. And that may presage future intent, according to constitutional attorney Fernandez.
The comments that Donald Trump recently made about a third term, which of course flies right in the face of clear constitutional text, are another reason to have concerns about someone who doesn't feel constrained by the clear text of our laws.
The President of the United States!
For Trump to legally pursue a third term, the 22nd Amendment would have to be repealed, and that would require a two-thirds vote in both chambers of Congress, and then ratification by at least 38 of the 50 states. Or 34 states could call a constitutional convention, and any action they approve would have to be ratified by 38 states. Only once in American history has a constitutional amendment been repealed.
Acting Secretary of State William Phillips is signing the 21st Amendment, and prohibition is repealed.
The 21st Amendment, ratified in 1933, annulled the unpopular and frequently violated 18th Amendment, which in 1919 banned alcoholic beverages. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
And a public-private partnership in Kenya is providing female students with free sanitary napkins that are dispensed from converted ATMs at school. The goal is to provide students from poor families with sanitary pads so that they do not have to miss school because they are menstruating. Victoria Amunga reports from Nairobi.
Often female students in Kenya who come from poor families are forced to miss school during menstruation because the price of sanitary pads out of reach. But the Kenyan aid group called Slum Sana launched an initiative at a Nairobi high school in May that provides free pads for female students. Here is how they're dispensed to students at schools. Each girl is given a special card they can use at an ATM machine that has been converted to dispense sanitary pads.
Each girl is allocated at least 8 to 16 pads per cycle, meaning every time they want to use the pads, they can be able to do that as long as they have their cards. Another thing is that if they don't have their cards, let's say they forget it at home or someone misplaces them, the teachers are given an extra card.
The Kenyan government says studies show girls from poor families miss 20% of school days each year because they do not have sanitary pads. The pad dispenser machine can hold up to 36 pads and run on solar power in remote areas, says Munira Twahir, the creator of what's called Ari the Pad ATM.
Technology is very important in solving these problems, especially in the space that we're in, which is menstrual health management. There's not a lot of hardware technology or hybrid technology to solve it. So I think this allows for students to have autonomy, so we cut off the middleman.
Officials say the initiative is being implemented in Nairobi and they hope to expand it to other parts of the country too. Quinta Atieno is one of the about 1,200 students who officials say have a pad dispenser card.
It's going to help us maintain being in school. Now you see, most of our parents are not going to be required to buy the sanitary pads themselves since it's easily accessible in school.
A 2017 law, Kenya says female students who reach puberty must be provided free sanitary pads, but educators say a lack of access continues to be a big problem and affects students who cannot afford them.
Our girls suffer from low self-esteem because of those issues of begging from people. They beg from the teachers who are in school. They even come to the principal's office to say they don't have a pad and they are on their menses. And we've tried to support as many as possible, but the numbers are beyond our ability.
Activists are pressing Kenya to waive taxes on sanitary pads to lower the cost. Until then, advocates say technologies like the pad dispenser help lift the burden from the girls and allow them to attend class just like other students. Victoria Amunga, VOA News, Nairobi.
In South Africa, political parties who contested in the just-ended elections have to agree on a government of national unity ahead of the first parliament sitting tomorrow morning. Inkatha Freedom Party says it has agreed to a government of national unity with the ruling African National Congress, the Democratic Alliance, and itself as a national level, and the highly contested province of KwaZulu-Natal. This leaves former President Jacob Zuma's Umkhonto weSizwe Party and the economic freedom fighters in the opposition benches. Although the IFP says it is still open to talk to Umkhonto weSizwe Party for a coalition deal in KwaZulu-Natal province, an agreement seems unlikely to be reached by tomorrow morning. This as the Constitutional Court has dismissed Umkhonto weSizwe's application to stop the first sitting of parliament tomorrow, paving way for the sitting. Now, let's take a short break. We'll be back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories. that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that you are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, a cabinet briefing this week revealed that the recent increase in influenza-like illness experienced in the last few weeks is due to a seasonal increase, which is usually experienced in Zimbabwe and region as the country approaches the winter season, according to Health Minister Dr. Douglas Mombeshora. He said this is therefore not a COVID-19 outbreak and that the most vulnerable are children under the age of six, the elderly, and adults with other underlying conditions because their immunity would be compromised. Dr. Mombeshora said his ministry will compile comprehensive statistics at the end of the season to determine the extent of the effects it has had. He advised people to wash their hands, avoid large crowds, cover mouth and nose when coughing and sneezing, and stay at home when there are symptoms of the disease. Before this, the Minister of Health had warned against influenza, a contagious virus that can spread from human to human, whose symptoms include high fever, aching muscles, headache, and respiratory issues. With this, we welcome our guests, Ms. Ntombizodwa Khumalo, chairperson of the Bulawayo City Council's Health Committee and Ward Councillor for Nkulumane, and Constance Shumba of the Women's Desk at the Harare Resident Trust. We will start with you, Ms. Khumalo. What is happening in Bulawayo and how is your committee handling these diseases? Over to you, Ms. Khumalo. Right, while we are getting ready.
Hello.
Yes, you can go ahead. Yes, as you know, we are talking about these respiratory diseases. How is your committee at local authority level there in Bulawayo handling these cases?
Yeah, it is very unfortunate that we are also affected by this influenza as the city of Bulawayo, as it is happening across the whole country of Zimbabwe. As a city, we are making awareness to different communities, especially to from our clinics, we are having health messages to each and every participant, and also as a councillors, we are speaking to our residents to take serious precautions against this influenza, which is almost spreading throughout the country. We are reminding the communities to practice social distancing, to wear face masks, and to avoid large gatherings. Also to make use of washing of water, like what we used to do during the COVID-19 era. Also, we are telling them that this is influenza A, but it's not COVID-19. Hence, we are supposed to take all the measures which we are taking during the COVID-19 era. Also, we are advising the public to take lots of fluid, take a lot of citrus fruits with vitamin C, such as oranges, grapefruit, lemons, and guavas, and to buy over-counter medicines for the flu gets severe. And we're advising mostly those with young children under the age of five to take them to the clinic. Also, those older people over 65 and others with comorbid diseases, such like hypertension, diabetes, cancer, asthma, and related diseases, that if they are affected, they must visit their clinics early without any delay. So we are taking use of large gatherings like my funerals, those who are able to go to fetch water at the boreholes, and other community official gatherings where we spread this message.
Okay.
Also, we're saying all the children who are infected must be kept at home so that they cannot spread the disease to other children at school.
Yes, thank you so much. Stay on the line, and we are coming to you now, Mrs. Shumba. What is the situation like in Harare? And are residents receiving enough knowledge on handling the flu viruses?
Thank you. Information dissemination from the city, maybe the city laws, is adequate to the residents.
Yes, thanks very much. That was Mrs. Constance Shumba of Harare Residents Trust. Yenake ukugatsha olubona ngokuphathelane labesifazana ngoba kulabo nje abasanda ukusixhuma yiludaba esixoxa ngalo lolu olokuthi kulo mvimbano osuhlasele abantu elizweni kulalo osanda ukuba khona kumaviki ambalwa edluleyo. Idale lecabinet lithi le kwenziwa ngumqando lo okhona elizweni okwamanje abantu bengethuki becabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe ngumkhuhlane we-COVID, hhayi ngumvimbano nje odlulayo. Kodwa kube leyinye njalo influenza esibulele inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu, leyo ke yiyo ebonakala yingozi. Kodwa kuyo yonke imikhuhlane sebexwayisile ukuthi abantu begeze izandla ngaso sonke isikhathi, benze lokunye obuchiyeneyo ngoba uhlasela kakhulu abantwana asebeluphele, abadala, labanye abavele belemkhuhlane yabo engabangela lokho. Yes, sesibuya kuwe ke Nkosazana Khumalo, ungasitshela ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi kahle kahle liphethe njani lo mkhuhlane njenge-committee ebona ngezempilakahle. Kuyini eselikwenzile, kuyini elikuxwayisa abantu?
Ngalo umkhuhlane esikwenzileyo lesiqhubeka sikwenza ikuxwayisa abantu ngezibonakaliso zalo mkhuhlane. Sigcizelela kakhulu ukuthi bengathuki becabangela njalo ukubana i-COVID-19 kuyiflu nje, kodwa sinanzelela njalo ukubana le kule influenza abadala bebebiza ukuthi i-Fraser naye uyileyo. Ngakho siyabaxwayisa kakhulu ngezibonakaliso zalo mkhuhlane ezingaba
njengezibonakaliso zeflu ebesiyijayele ukuthiwa likhanda, amakhala agijimayo, amakhovula ngamanzi, ukutshisa kwemzimba, uqhuqho, ukuphelelwa ngamandla, ubuhlungu bezitho zomzimba, ikakhulu emahlanganeni ezitho zomzimba, okugcina kusiba lokukhwehlela kwezinye izikhathi. Bese sikhuthaza-ke njalo ukubana bazivikele ngokugqoka okugudumalayo lokuthi bangatholakali ezindaweni ezilabantu abaningi kakhulu. Sikhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi ngazo zonke izikhathi bazame ukuthi bangaze bavama kakhulu ukuthi baxhawulane, njengoba sithile ukuthi bafanele bageze njalo izandla. Bese sikhuthaza ukubana xa bethe bahlaselwa yilowo mkhuhlane, kufanele banathe kakhulu amanzi, banathe kakhulu mhlawumbe lezinto ezinjengabomazomo, bethole izithelo lezi esithi zilo vitamin C, ezingaba njengamaholontshisi lamalemoni. Njalo bese bevakathela lamakhemesi aseduzane ukubana bathole le mithi engabancedisa. Siyakhuthaza-ke ukubana sebekhulile laba sebedlule imineke engu-65 nxa behlatshelwa yilolu khukho lalo umvimbane, baphangise ukuthi bavakathele ezempilakahle eziseduzane, kanye labantwana abangaphansi kweminyaka emihlanu, lalaba bavele ndlela thize beleminye imikhuhlane evele ihleli ibakhathaza, enjengemikhuhlane wethukela, imikhuhlane yemvukuzane i-cancer, imikhuhlane yokuvaleka kuphefumula enjengabo-asthma, kanye imikhuhlane ephathelene lenhliziyo engaba njengabo-BP.
Yebo, okay, kuyezwakala. Coming to you, Mrs. Shumba, you are at the women's desk at the Harare Residence Trust. How is this affecting mostly women and children, and how does your desk assist in this respect in English?
Are being affected in this flu because they are the most people who are vulnerable, especially in our capital, the mother is being affected. Call for community meetings, maybe the turnout, by our very low, many Zimbabwe.
Yes, thank you so much. Ms. Kumalo, you spoke of, you mentioned that children under the age of 5 should be taken immediately to hospitals if they exhibit any of the symptoms. And previously we saw the Minister of Health's program, their report saying that a child below the age of 5 succumbed to diarrhea. Yes, how is the situation like concerning that disease, and how is it affecting the children in your city?
Yes, we do have the outbreak of diarrhea in our city, and it's a very unfortunate situation that we have lost a precious soul of an under 5 due to diarrhea. though we cannot get into details about the issue, considering the ethics and the issues of confidentiality. We are trying by all means as a city to make awareness, as we have always used to do. And we are not expecting to lose a soul due to diarrhea, whether it's an adult or a child, because all diarrhea cases are treated free of charge in our city council clinics. Even if you call in an ambulance for any diarrhea case, there is no charge. It's free service, even ambulances. So we are encouraging the whole city to make use of our clinics. And we always tell them about the signs and symptoms of diarrhea, and that the worst problem from diarrhea is dehydration, which usually causes loss of life. We are telling the public to use rehydration solution, which is formerly known as a salt and sugar solution, if they are at home, especially adults. Even if they are preparing to go to the clinics, they have to start to use it at home. We always give information, which now we think is known by each and every resident of Lawayo, that you boil 1 liter of water, then put half plate, a teaspoon of salt, you put 6 flat teaspoons of sugar. We encourage them to give this to children, even if they are going to the clinics, on their way to clinics, even at night when they are thinking about going to the clinics on the following day.
Okay, also, thank you so much. Yes, you can finish your sentence.
Hello?
Hello. Oh, yes, I will now cross over to Mrs. Shumba. Can you give us your last word? What do you want to see the government doing? The government is saying that they are advising people on all these things, but what else do you wish they could do?
Tikona kuti vanhu vazhinji vari kutambudzika kuzvinda kuzvipatara ndine kuti havatorina mari, saka at least ikanzi vanhu varapiwa mahara, zvinoreva kuti vanhu vese vakubatsirika uye kudziviririka zviri nani kani kuti vanhu vange vari kurwara vasina anovabatsira mukati menyika, mukati kana kuti mukati meHarare matigere muhumu.
Yes, siyabonga. Elakho elokugcina ke Nkosazana Khumalo, ungathi kuyini ofisa ukuthi ngabe kuyenziwa ukuthi umkhuhlane lo welatshwe ngcono kumbe ungamemetheki?
Hayi, okungenziwa ukuthi sinanzelele kakhulu izibonakaliso zalo umkhuhlane, sincedisana lo hulumende wethu wangaphezulu, sincedisana njalo lo hulumende wethu ezabelweni local authority ukuthi siqhubeke sixwayisa abantu ngezibonakaliso zalo umkhuhlane esingathi thina yisihudo, ukuthi umuntu engazibona esesiba esiya ngaphandle egidinisa isisu kabili kumbe kathathu kungakadluli amahola angamashumi amabili lanye sokutshengisa ukubana isihudo. Njalo sithi sigcizelele njalo ngezibonakaliso ezokubana umuntu khanya esephelelwa ngamandla, ikakhulu abantwana, ukuwela kwamehlo, ukuwela kwenkanda lokuhlanza.
Yebo ke, hayi, siyabonga. Ngiyaxolisa ukuthi senza kubamba umlomo lapha, isikhathi sethu sesiphelile. We have come to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guests, Ms. Ntombi Zodwa Khumalo, Chairperson of the Bulawayo City Council's Health Committee and Ward Councillor from Nkulumane, and Constance Shumba of the Women's Desk at the Harare Residents Trust. And signing off, I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C., saying let's meet again tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m.